Welcome to episode 13 of the Chicken Sushi Clan podcast, where the shit we're rolling is raw, but like
in a sick way.
Oh, we're here again with Casey. I think we're gonna make this maybe a more regular thing.
Yeah, I would say
we are gonna at least meet up once a week, I think, now.
Yeah,
and then I'm gonna do as many episodes as I can. I'm just gonna try. I know I've said it before.
If anything, me popping up once every other week sounds...
You seem to be the most available to get over here to do an episode with once a week,
I
so...
I live 5 minutes away from you. I literally live 5 minutes away from you.
That's walking.
And honestly, it's about to be... It is winter, so it's like, I'll definitely be in town more when I am in town, I feel like.
Today does mark winter.
Yeah. Hell yeah. It's a super moon. It's Sagittarius.
Looks like we're having a white Christmas.
It's beginning.
Here in 2022.
What?
We're having a white Christmas here in 2022.
Dude, I can't comprehend the fact it's going to be 2023, but I'm also going to be 27.
I'm 27.
What the fuck, dude? Yeah, but like, you're a dad. Like, you have a job, you function.
If you want to say that.
And you're, like, moderately happy, I would assume.
I do what I can.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah,
with a pep in your step. And
if you want to say that.
I mean, from what I see.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I do what I can.
Well, you know, I'm here for you, bro.
I'm just a guy trying to live my best life.
I know, dude. And that's what I've always admired about you.
Have you watched, Married at First Sight?
Yeah, what do you mean?
So, have you seen the end where they're talking? And it was Luke and Kate.
I can't do names.
He was like, at the end of it, she convinced him of being gay and that like he would never kiss her. And then like the one time they did kiss, he like got mad about it.
What?
You don't remember this?
No.
And he was like always like throwing out these weird like things, like she was like trying to like get him to say like yes or no if he was gay or if he was ever into her or anything, and I think I can't remember exactly how it went, but I just remember he went, all I ever wanted was to have a nice day, and it was like, that's not even the dude, I just say yes or no to the question. God.
Yeah.
You do remember that?
With you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Totally. Because we're watching that together.
Oh my God.
Duh.
Julie and I still talk about that.
Duh, dude. Yeah.
All I ever wanted was to have a nice day.
Yeah, dude. Total cut.
Oh my God.
Total cut.
The drama in that show, it's so funny. But I've been looking for new shows lately. I've been looking on Apple Podcasts. Yes, look on Apple Podcasts for some new shows, like Chicken Sushi Clan.
Like terrible shows? Like you looking for terrible shows to watch, like reality shows?
I've been looking for something to get into. I just finished Ted Lasso.
I don't know what that is.
So he is an American football coach, like football, and he gets a job offer he's a college football coach. Gets a job offer from a professional soccer team in England to be a coach. And he's like, okay. And doesn't know anything about soccer. And goes and is like, it's like, have you seen Major League?
No.
So.
I'm so sorry.
The woman that owns the soccer team basically obtained the soccer team in the divorce. And her ex-husband loved the soccer team, so she's trying to sabotage the soccer team and ruin everything that he loves. Yeah, so she hires an American football coach who's never been to England, never played soccer, doesn't know anything about soccer, hires him to be a coach, and he's like this super upbeat, nice guy, is positive about everything, and like everyone wants to hate him. Like they're all like, you're a fucking wanker. And he's just, like, super nice, and they're all like, nah, he's all right. Like, he, like, ends up winning over the whole town. It's a really good movie, or show.
There's something I need to get out of the way here, and it was that Hungarian Queen stuff.
What Hungarian queen stuff?
Dude, so there's this chick.
Names is this in the news? Am I supposed to know this?
No. I can't even. I think Brad brought this up to me, but, like, didn't really explain too much in detail. But it was this queen. It was, like, Elizabeth Bathory. She was, like...
And she was eating babies.
No, I mean, some crazy shit. She was claimed to have killed...
Like, babies?
No. Oh. 600 people. And they were, like...
Some of them babies.
All women. No. No. She would torture them first. And this is the one that I read that I thought
so was... So we're the youngest brutal. We're talking here.
Minors, it says. But she would leave some bitches babies. Covered in honey and left for the bees outside.
Like to carry them away?
I hate you.
I thought the bees would just, like... suck the honey off.
She bathed.
More like a bear would come and eat it. She
bathed Winnie the Pooh. In their blood, dude.
Oh, some Jeffrey Dahmer shit.
It was during the 1600s.
So that's where Jeffrey Dahmer got it from.
Well, yeah, honestly, yeah.
He was just keeping, like, the trend alive.
How do we know that that shit doesn't still go on?
It definitely still goes on. I gotta laugh at the Pop Punk's not dead joke. Bathing in blood's not dead.
That's what they believe, that she was like, this will keep me young forever. Like, Jesus Christ. But she was, like, hella powerful, so she wasn't put on trial, and instead...
Well, it's her country.
She was locked in, like, a building, you know, castle, most likely, for the rest of her life.
Like Rapunzel?
Yeah, but not.
She didn't have the hair.
Awesome. No, she...
Or Flynn Rider.
No, she didn't have the hair. Flynn Rider. She definitely wasn't blonde. She's Hungarian. Stark hair.
Yeah.
I think.
Was it a tower or, like, what kind of castle are we talking? I think
it was a tower. For sure.
So we're definitely talking a Rapunzel-esque story.
Yeah,
this might castle. Be where the story came from.
A castle.
So this is the origin story of Rapunzel. But she was bathing in blood. And they decided they needed to lock her up. This all makes so much sense,
the
Disney.
The Blood Countess is what they call her in history. She was said to be maybe an inspiration of Dracula.
Disney got a hold of it. They tweaked it a little bit.
Definitely, definitely. As they always do. As they always do.
They changed the name. Rapunzel. They said that's Hungarian enough.
Hungarian enough.
They said, actually, you know what? We don't want it to be from Hungary. We don't want it to be obvious.
And allegedly, some woman that was said to, quote, aid her in magic was killed shortly after she was sent away to live in the castle. Poor her, having to live in the castle by her alone until her death. Aww.
You think she made rat friends?
Oh, dude. Could you imagine...
The rats in the 1600s?
Here's the thing Disney does. They take shit and then just, like, paint it gold. It's so dumb. Like, princesses and stuff, Hollywood does it. But we're just gonna pinpoint Disney in general. Like, Hollywood... Disney, they're like, yeah, they, like, wore really pretty dresses, and their hair was laid super pretty, and they had makeup, and blah, 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 and it's like, dude, they showered, like, or bathed in a river, whatever, like, twice a month. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody reeked.
Okay, so here's my thing with Disney. All right?
Here's a couple things.
They love to take this true story that's already a great fucking story. It doesn't need any tweaking. It just can be told as is, and it's awesome. Maybe it needs just a couple segments here and there added in to, you know, just make this story align better, you know, or something, you know. Maybe they need to add in a character for something. Okay. But Disney will take that story... They'll take the start and the ending and just change everything. They'll, like, literally, everything just gets wiped. It doesn't matter. There's so much stuff that just gets made up.
Dude, we do that over here, like, the Three Bears. Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Red Riding Hood. Like, folktales, fables, whatever. There is death. There's a lot of death.
You know, I collect Brothers Grimm. Fairy tales.
I might need to.
I have, like, all of them. I have, like, everything wrote by, like,
honestly,
any Brother Grimm. William Grimm. Or
I bet they're wonderful. But I don't think I can read anything dark like that.
There's some decent ones. There's some ones that aren't super dark. There's some ones that just make you think. Like, huh, damn. There's some good ones. It's honestly, they're worth reading. And they're short. I mean, they're like 2-3 pages. Some of them are a page.
That's cool, actually. Could I borrow one?
Yeah, I got copies that aren't valuable or anything. You know? I actually have the complete Grimm's Fairy Tale. It's like, it's thicker than the Bible.
It is the Bible.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, have you heard of, like, the human, or the fucking
centipede?
The fucking human incubators, essentially, is what it seems.
Like, not the Matrix. Wait, is it the Matrix? Where they're, like, they're farming humans and, like, using their dreams or something as, like, they have them, like, in an augmented reality. And, like, so, like, they're dreaming, but they're, like, all, like, together. Like, they're using them as, like, they're in a, virtual reality kind of thing. Like, a simulator. But they're, like, being farmed. Like, they're just being grown and used, like, their organs and stuff.
Jesus.
I'm gonna sneeze. What movie is that?
I mean, that sounds like Matrix shit. Have you ever seen that Tom Cruise movie? I think it's called, like, Something Report. And it's in the future where they can see crimes before they happen. So, yeah, basically the ops show up at the scene to see what's happened with their ceiling missing.
You ever seen Blade?
I haven't. No, I've heard jokes, but I've never seen it.
You've never seen Blade?
Hey.
Yeah.
Got a question for you.
All right, I'm ready.
If you used lingo for, like, bro or dude for the rest of your life, but could only use one term, what would it be that you would want to say? Like, hey dudes, hey guys.
Dude bro. Brother man.
My guy. Brother man.
Hell say.
Saw dude. Nah. Saw dude. Which one would you choose?
Just, like, a slogan, like a catchphrase?
No, like, a catchphrase. Just, like, whenever you refer to someone.
I could only use one of those ever.
Yeah, like, bruh, homie.
Probably just dude.
I think it would be dude for me, too.
I call everybody dude. What's up, dude? Hey, dude.
We're fucking...
Dude, bro.
I feel like... Never mind. What I would have just said wouldn't have made any sense.
The Invisible Batmobile.
Dude, I haven't watched the SpongeBob movie as an adult.
There's, like, a new one, isn't there? Isn't the one that came out a couple years ago?
Probably, like, many years ago, but...
No, yeah. Like, there's one that came out a couple years ago, I think. Like, they redid it.
Maybe.
Like, there's a new one, I believe.
Maybe.
We'll look into it after this, or I can maybe pull it up here on the phone. But I've been looking for new stuff to watch, and I started watching this. You watch Always Sunny?
Yeah.
And you know Charlie Day, right?
Yes.
And have you seen Grandma's Boy?
Yes.
So think Grandma's Boy, you know, the robot guy that like is the boss.
Yeah.
And the
it's like he's in the Matrix. Yeah.
So think about him, but like not nerdy, like just a regular guy, but like still like an asshole and thinks he's really cool, and like he's still just kind of a douche and manipulates everybody. That is Charlie Day, but he's like kind of like the dude from Grandma's Boy. They're like video game designers. Like, he's a video game designer, but he doesn't do any programming or anything. He just sits behind and like, oh, like, you need to make that pointier, or like, oh, that's the wrong angle, like make it at this angle. Like, just stupid shit. But it's one of those shows where I think I'm 3 or 4 episodes in. They're still releasing episodes on Fridays, and the first 2 episodes were good enough to continue watching the show, but the wasn't enough like good punchlines or anything for me to like really be into the show. And I was like, after 2 episodes, and I'm like, I guess I'll watch another episode. I'm going to bed. I don't want to look for something else. And now I'm 3 or 4 episodes in, and I'm like, okay, I've had a couple laughs at episode 3. I think I finished episode 4 earlier, but I was like, okay, it's warming up. I'm starting to like it, but I don't know. I don't know yet. I'm still like on the edge, but I might need to find a new show soon.
I just kind of rewatch the same shit sometimes, and then find like a random documentary if I'm feeling froggy, as the kids say. Last time I heard.
Is there any shows that warm up on you level like that? Like, you didn't like it at first, or maybe you're like, oh, like it was good enough to watch another episode, but you weren't in love with it.
That I can. You ever get like that?
Yeah. You ever had that?
I'm trying to think. Probably, but I can't remember. Probably an animated Adult Swim show.
Inuyasha.
Oh wow! I forgot about that show. That was great.
That wasn't really an Adult Swim show. I mean, it was on Adult Swim.
It was kind of. I mean, I don't even know like what Adult Swim does anymore. Probably the same shit.
I have no idea.
The one TikTok trend I actually did like was the Adult Swim commercials people were doing.
Oh yeah, I saw some really funny ones. I liked that.
Yeah.
I miss like fucking just the stupid random commercials that Adult Swim had.
Bro, I feel like TikTokers are like weird as fuck because they spent a lot of puberty where you're supposed to socialize and be normal behind their phone.
Yeah.
And I feel like when they just like try to have a conversation with people, they're just like super like, yeah.
Yeah.
And they tell these like mediocre ass stories, and everybody's like, oh my god.
They make everything look so cool on TikTok, but then they have like they complain, or like they're like behind the camera, like, oh my god, like this is awful. Like,
they cry about their image. Maybe stop doing Instagram for a living. If you're suffering with your image, stop doing Instagram for a living because it's toxic. Like, it's not even on you, that's on social media.
And, like, I see kids making TikToks everywhere. Like, the other night, I guess it was called, like, 2 or 3 months ago. But there was a bunch of kids, like, out in the street, and they had, like, their phone on the hood of their car. And they were, like, out there dancing, making a TikTok.
Yeah. Do these kids even, like,
fuck?
Kids get cyberbullied for sure. I've seen it. But, like, do you remember what cyberbullying was like in our day?
Dude, like, if anyone was making videos like that or just acting stupid,
no one was sensitive. You were getting on the internet.
Oh my god, you were getting blasted hard.
Absolutely. Shit that was not okay to say to, like, IRL, too, for sure. I mean, which still happens, but it was just so blatant. And it was like internet culture was just, like, being dicks to each other.
Now they're like, oh, he's just a YouTube streamer.
Dude, Shane Dawson, I'll never get over that. Did you ever watch him?
Dude, I don't have no idea who that is.
Did you ever see Onison before? Did you ever see the video, I'm a banana?
Dude, I got out of YouTube. Yeah, I've seen that, but I got out of YouTube, like, way early. Like, there's so many I mean, like, I know, so, like, Mr. Beast and stuff, but, like...
Yeah.
I just don't want... Like, I never had a computer, and I just don't like watching...
The banana guy, that's Onison, and he has a documentary. I got Discovery Plus, and I got it because he has a documentary that you can't get anywhere else on there.
That's almost tragic.
And, it's like a documentary about his decrease in sanity, basically. Like, he was with this young-ass girl that he, like, banged when she was 17 because it was legal in the state they were in. And, like...
What?
Yeah, and had groomed her since she was, like, 14.
I didn't think that was legal in any state.
It was, like, in Canada.
Oh, okay.
It's this crazy shit. And then, like, he just really abuses this girl to the point where, like, and he's filming these things, too. Like, she's having, like, convulsions and disassociating and stuff. It's crazy. It's wild. And he, like, has, like, these meltdowns on camera. And people from, like, his own neighborhood and other states, like, make calls to the police. And they're like, yeah, there's this guy on the internet saying some really concerning things. It's crazy. Chris Hansen got on it. Because Chris Hansen started that YouTube show. And he started investigating it. And he was basically like, this is actually kind of big. Maybe I should pass this on to some detectives.
I showed you that one video, and there's these two guys, and they're like, we found this dude. He was an old man pretending to be a 7-year-old boy, and we invited
him. Seven?
Yeah, and they're like, we invited him over here, and we're going to call him out. And then they're like, oh, he's here. And they, like, go to the door, and they open the door. It's this kid with a popsicle, and they're like, oh, shit. And they close the door, and they're like, fuck.
Like, they were actually that age?
No, they were, like, old. They were, like, 20, 30, and they're like, yeah, we're gonna catch a predator like Chris Hansen. They're like, we invited this guy over here who's acting like a 7-year-old boy.
And it's actually a seven-year-old boy.
And they just closed the door in his face.
Oops. Whoops. Dude, I went to the Hibachi place and it was like delicious or whatever. And I got the same hibachi chef 2 times in a row. And the first time, he, like, tried to get me and Brad, like, to, like, Lady and the Tramp do the noodle thing.
Yeah.
And that makes me uncomfortable. But it also made me uncomfortable because this man is going, oh, yeah? It's the entire fucking show. And he's, like, slapping the chicken and the steak and going, oh, and shit like that. And I'm just like, nah, I'm not vibing with that. And then we got him a second time, dude. I was like, this is the fucking guy who does the thing.
Do you think that's just their only hibachi chef they have?
I'm dead.
No, he's just all they have.
It's a really nice place. He's a really good chef. Tone it down a little bit, man. Like, read the room. But at the same time, like, I'm sure he gets a lot of tips for being, quote, funny. But, like, I'm not about to have some guy going, oh, yeah, and then, like, eat a noodle with my boyfriend and then him say something like that afterwards and me just feel weird because, I mean, I don't know. That shit's okay other places, but...
They're like... They're like, Ling makes people feel really uncomfortable. We really need to find another chef.
Dude. Is that problematic?
What?
Saying Ling.
That's just a general Chinese name.
Is it?
I mean, yeah.
Dude, remember Wen Chen from Bellevue?
Yes, very much.
Did you know he got hit by a train?
Yeah, I knew that.
What the fuck? He lived. He lived, thank God, or I, like, wouldn't be talking about it. But motherfucker got hit by a train and lived. Last I knew, he was doing fucking doctor intern stuff in Tokyo.
But people, that was, like,
5 years ago.
Don't believe me when I'm like, oh, yeah, in Bellevue, they have railroad crossings without gates. And they're like, no, those don't exist anymore. Everywhere has gates. I'm like, not in Bellevue. Like, you've been there?
So many trains go through there. I'm pretty sure it's, like, known to have the most train tracks or traffic. But I think it's tracks in Ohio, like, within the same town. And it's such a small town. It's basically just railroad.
Yeah.
It's funny. But it's quiet. I kind of miss the quiet of a small town.
There's so much railroad. It's surprisingly quiet.
Yeah, for real. I mean, at least you can go over it. Like, they have overpasses. I mean, I don't know. I would probably raise my kids there.
I raised myself there.
Yeah, me too.
In the streets.
In the streets of Bellevue, Ohio. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Not my chair, not my problem. Seahorses forever?
Do it.
What are you doing?
That's all I was gonna do.
It just beeps?
I can do a lot.
I can do a lot. I can't. Dude, what did you used to get when the ice cream truck came through?
I changed it up a lot. For a while, I always liked whatever had like a bubble gum with it, you know? I went through that phase for about a year. Then I really went to the classic ice cream sandwich. But then, that same year, I really liked the red, white, and blue
bomb pops. Bomb pops.
Those were also good. Yeah. Julie made me remember the Lick of Colors. Remember Lick of Colors? Where you, like, as it would go down, it would change color, you know?
No, actually, I don't remember those.
Those are good. You're doing the thing that you hate the most when anyone comes onto the podcast.
I know. I'm so problematic for that, but...
Wow. I'm like, wow, look at Casey.
What do you mean?
Breaking all of her own rules.
I know, dude. I was looking at it, and I was like, I need it. It's like
ASMR. Now. I was just about to say, this just turned into an ASMR podcast real quick.
Oh, my God.
Do I sound nasally today? I feel so congested.
Dude, I'm scared that I'm going to get sick before Christmas because last year I had COVID.
COVID had me once.
Yeah, for real. When you get COVID, COVID has you.
No, I was literally sick for maybe 6 hours. I had a runny nose for like 6 hours, and then that was like about it. I was like hot and cold, and then that was like it. I felt like I was like, withdrawing from drugs or something. Like, I was, like, sweaty, and then I was cold. Then I was, like, sweaty, and then I was cold. And it happened for about 6 hours, and then I was fine.
What's the most traumatic experience you've ever had on mushrooms?
It was traumatically funny. So Reagan and I locked ourselves out of her dad's house. After going and wandering all in the woods and, you know, just playing out in the field and hugging trees and just, you know, doing all that kind of stuff. Laying out in the grass, and then we locked ourselves out. So I climbed a tree to get on the roof to open her window, to crawl in through the window to get into her house. So we did all of that. After that whole excursion, I totally forgot about our excursion before all of that. So I got into the house. I'm covered in mud. Like, I am the muck man of mud. Like, my shoes have, like, this, like a 3-inch coat of mud.
You're old Greg.
Mud is all over her room. Her room is just a mud pit. We're both so muddy. And I'm sitting there holding all this mud, and I'm like, how did I get so muddy? And Reagan and I are just crying laughing for like 10 minutes about all this mud.
I've had a lot of amazing experiences with Reagan. The last, like, being stoned moment I remember with her was when she still lived at her mom's house. So I guess we're like maybe 19, 18, probably before. I don't know, dude. How the fuck? What even is time? We're younger. Anyway, really wanted orange soda. There were no cups clean. I started drinking out of a bowl, and her mom walked in. I don't know how, but Erin is so sweet and so innocent and naive. She just didn't look past it. But I guess we were kind of weird before we started smoking.
Yeah, we were goofy ass motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I wish that we got more into YouTube or doing stuff like that. Or, like, if I wish someone had a camera. Or, like, I wish that, like, we weren't so lazy. Like, we were goofy, but, like...
We were all kind of far apart, though, for real.
We didn't have, like, the initiative to try to do something like that. We just wanted to fucking be... stick around, you know?
Yeah, which I'm like happy for us that we had that though.
Yeah, too. I'm glad. I wish we just had some stuff that we tried to do just like so we could look back at it now and laugh.
I had a good childhood with you guys. I'm happy.
Remember when Caleb lived in Reagan's garage?
Yeah.
Remember when I lived in the garage briefly? I didn't really live in it, but I was like
slept in it.
A couple times. Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember you moved to Regan's bed and I was walking out of the garage and that dog bit me. Do you remember that? I went upstairs to wake you up and I was like, Andy, please help me look for the alcohol or something. I just got bit by a dog. And you were literally just mumbling and grumbling and kept sleeping. It was ridiculous.
I'm impossible to wake up.
I was terrified. And then Tina made me file a police report. And I was like, I really don't want to. But the only reason I did is because while me and Tina were talking about it on the lawn, this lady was walking like these two big-ass dogs down the alley. And she was like, did that dog bite you? She was like... dogs like that, because it was a small ass little terrier. Like, I was so high, bro, too. Like, I didn't want to take care of any of that. So I'm high as shit walking out of the fucking garage. This dog is like coming at me and backing away, coming at me and backing away. And anyway, that lady was like, dogs like that are reasons why my big dogs could get in trouble and get put down, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't want to do this. So Tina made me file a fucking police report. It was really annoying. Made me go to the office and turn it in and everything. It was so dumb. I was like, I really don't care.
Tina's so ridiculous.
Oh my God.
I feel like she gets a thrill out of that kind of stuff.
She's an ultimate Karen. She's a Tina. She's the Tina-nator.
She literally started it.
I swear. Yeah, she's an instigator. Like
she's a forefather.
She's a Tina.
She's a forefather.
I've learned a lot from that woman. She used to fucking... remember when she would spy on the neighbors? She would spy on the neighbors with binoculars.
Yeah, and she'd take pictures. She had an album.
She's like, they're selling drugs.
She literally had like an SD card full of pictures that she would take from across the street. I remember like...
They were selling drugs, to be fair.
She wasn't wrong.
She wasn't wrong.
She had a hunch. It was correct.
It was just... I mean, I guess they could have been selling some serious shit, so, like, power to her, but at the same time, like, congratulations.
Why don't you... You were in Bellevue, I mean, could have been heroin.
Yeah, exactly. Mostly on that street, but I'm like, why don't you just go to school to be a cop?
Yeah, I mean, she wants to be an undercover detective so bad.
Yeah, or be a secretary. She actually went to school for hair.
Cowgirl up.
She used to live in California for a minute.
Cowgirl up.
Did you know that? Oh, yeah, the truck. Dude, that's so iconic because one of my, like, best, most serotonin-filled memories is in Tina's truck with, I think it was, like, Seal and Regan, maybe Mare too, were listening to fucking Kid Rock because we're in Tina's truck. And There's that cowgirl love sticker.
I'm picturing it so perfectly.
We're on our way to the beach. She goes into Walmart. But yeah, of course. She bought us a bunch of shit. She's the best. And then we went to that one Catawba Island place. I went to this beach and it was real nice. And then she took us to meet the horse that they used to have. And I used to have this, like, crazy, irrational fear of a zombie apocalypse.
I thought you were going to say, I used to have the same horse.
I used to have the same.